So anyway, for those of you like Dominic and Carrie who have never been to New York, Alan has decided to do his guides to New York. Now, he's assured me that these are not kind of silly, jokey ones like when we have a guest on the show.
Mm.
But this is his take on New York. And every day, I believe, there's a different subject matter. Is that
there is, yes.
Right, okay. So today is... what are you looking at me like that for? What you, that's
I've
right,
forgotten what today's is.
Shopping. Shopping.
Today is shopping. Right, okay, that's yeah. right.
And then another day you're going to do sport.
Right. I'm going to do sport, gonna, touristy stuff, okay. language.
Alan doing sport?
Yes, yeah, you'd be amazed.
So this is Alan's Guide to New York, but predominantly Alan's Guide to New York Shopping. Are you ready, Dominic and Kerry?
Yes.
Ready.
This is one. New York
City boy. Howdy, partners, and welcome to day one of Alan's Guide to New York. The city of New York gets lots of visiting tourists every year who come from all over the world to do all sorts of things. But one of the biggest attractions at this time of year is the shopping, with literally hundreds or even thousands of people arriving here on a daily basis to take advantage of the great bargains that are on offer, which suit me down to the town, because I love shopping. Come on! The Americans celebrate Christmas at the same time as us, so the winter months of November and December tend to be traditionally the busiest times for Christmas shopping. I have to say that personally I don't do cheap, so when I hit the highway, it's major labels all the way, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Have a nice day now.
Here, they've got all the sorts of shops you'd expect for a big city. Down Fifth Avenue, there's Armani, Diesel, Prada, Gucci and Versace, to name but four. But the great thing about shopping in America is that everything seems cheaper, because of the exchange rate. The US have always had their own currency, and at the moment, that exchanges well for sterlings. I can't give you any figures or anything, but just trust me, it's real good.
Hi, how are you, sir? How may I help you?
If you're thinking of coming to New York to do your Christmas shopping, let me give you one tip. Bring a big suitcase with you, even if it's only half full. That's right, you're going to be needing more luggage space on the way back than on the way there. And when it comes to designer luggage like mine, size is important, believe me. Big is best. So if you fancy a spot of retail therapy, this is the city that's never asleep. Get yourself a flight over here and start shopping till you're dropping. It beats the crap out of Arndale Centre. Chris Moore, your show, live from New York City, International Radio 1. Excuse me, senor.
Hey, how are you?
Do you have any of these in large?
Are you British?